AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Texas Congresswoman Silvia Garcia says the man fatally shot by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent in Houston was not the person federal authorities had been targeting in an operation. Lorenzo Salgado Araujo was killed on Tuesday. The Homeland Security Department told the Associated Press the agents involved in the shooting were not wearing body cameras. Salgado Araujo's family says he had lived in the U.S. for more than 35 years, had no criminal record, and was close to obtaining legal status. In Utah, lawyers for the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk say they plan to call a final witness today. Tyler Robinson's defense is trying to raise questions about the reliability of the evidence. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on indictments in a planned attack on the White House UFC cage fighting show.
Eight men have been indicted on murder and terrorism conspiracy charges for their alleged roles in a thwarted drone and sniper attack on the UFC cage fighting show staged at the White House in June. The indictment was returned in Ohio and charges all eight in two separate conspiracies. One was to provide material support to terrorists. The second was to commit murder on federal government territory and to murder a federal government official. The indictment says the plot began in May when the group began amassing money, firearms, ammunition, body armor, explosives, drones, and other items. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Maine's Democratic Party says hundreds of delegates will gather for a convention to pick a new Senate candidate. Graham Plantner says he'll withdraw from the race following a sexual assault allegation. Under state law, Democrats need to choose a replacement by July 27th. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. A goat has been providing some moral support to crews battling wildfires out west. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
Fire dispatch.
It's already been a hard fire season in Colorado.
A lot of fires and a lot of damage and a lot of heartbreak.
But Lindsay Glader's goat, Goldie,
short for Golden Oreo,
a 4-year-old Nigerian dwarf goat with a brown and white coat, has brought some light.
She went around and checked out everybody and was very social.
Trevor Leland's with the Colorado Springs Fire Department. They've been dousing flames and clearing brush this week. Goldie helping with the latter, chomping on leaves.
It's always cool to see an animal like that who doesn't mind us being there. And she was happy we were there.
Goldie has become the social butterfly that I think she's always meant to be.
Cooler temps and a bit of rain have also helped, and crews expect more progress Friday. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.